I'll call the meeting to order then. If everybody could please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lynn, if you could do the roll call, please.
Trustee Dye.
Here.
Trustee Freckleton.
Here.
Trustee Howard.
Here.
Trustee Quiatek.
Here.
Trustee Lloyd.
Here.
Trustee Lubai is absent.
Great, thank you. And any requests for public participation?
No requests.
Great, with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Lavasser.
Okay, at this time, we need to have our elections of officers, so I would entertain a motion for the chair.
Mr. President, you know, and looking back on what we have accomplished in the last year and a half, that it doesn't seem realistic. Take the oars out of the water and get new oars, because two representatives that we have been closely aligned with the legislatures on, and they understand, they know them. So I would like to make a motion that we keep our present chairman, vice chair, for another year.
Okay, I'll take that motion.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? I'm hearing any. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations.
Can I hand it to the gavel?
Well, thank you.
Congratulations, and thank you again for your service in these positions. And
I'll say it once again. I know Bob will echo the same sentiment. It's of all the boards I've been involved in, this board is great. And it's not because of us two by any means. It's because of everybody equally, and just enjoy being a part of it. So
second that.
All right, with that, we will move to the consent agenda. I need to pull item number 94 from the consent agenda. It's a grant agreement that also involves Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. So any other items somebody wants to pull? Hearing none, we'll do the rest of the consent agenda first, and then we'll tackle number 94.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or objections? Consent agenda passes, and now item 94. I will abstain from voting and have filled out the appropriate paperwork.
Move for approval.
So moved.
The questions or objections? Passes. Great, thank you. And you have some information only items in your docket. Tom, anything you say about those? Or
no, nothing. They're pretty self-explanatory, but
okay.
Standard.
Great. With that, we will turn it over to you, Dr. Lavasser.
Great. Well, again, thank you for coming today. You know, it's certainly always exciting to open up a new building, but I think even more exciting that it's here in Deltona, where there's such a need and opening such great programs that are going to serve our community. So thank you for coming. I wanted to introduce Dr. Jody Long. Is Jody here? Okay, if you wouldn't mind, stand. Dr. Jody Long has just joined us as our new Vice President for Academic Affairs. She comes to us from Santa Fe College, and so we welcome her aboard. Thank you. Again, just, you know, busy as usual. It just, you know, summer, you know, just seems to fly by. So thank you for the special board meeting. We got that project underway. And, you know, we had a Falcon volleyball fundraiser, golf outing, which was successful. We had a great event for former trustee Bob Davis. And it was really nice to see Bob and to have that event in his honor. And we kicked off fall planning last week or Monday, and you know, we welcomed back our faculty, and Monday classes begin for the entire college. And you know, our enrollment is solid. We're looking at 6.5% increase. So we're in really good shape for this upcoming academic year. So with that concludes my report.
Great. Thank you, Tom. With that, Marty, we'll turn it over to you for the finance update.
Yeah.
All right, good afternoon. That everybody can make it. What a beautiful ceremony, beautiful building. We're more than proud. It took a lot of work to get here, but it's it sure pays off when days like this when we can celebrate the opening. So before I get started, you know, customary to the, you know, this first board meeting of the new fiscal year, I typically don't do a full-blown financial report as we're still closing out the prior fiscal year and establishing our ending balances for our balance sheet or statement of net position. Those then carry over to the beginning balances for the new fiscal year. So we're working through that. Things are going well. And the we'll get back on track on this in the September meeting with the full-blown financial package. So with that said, I have a few, do have a few updates. You'll recall in June, I brought to you a couple of board transfers that you authorized for transfers from Fund 1 to Funds 3 and the Fund 7. And we do this routinely. We do up two amounts because we're not sure at that time until we close out the books and see where we're at. So the two amounts that you authorized were transfers up to $2 million from Fund 1 to Fund 3, our auxiliary fund, and up to $5 million from Fund 1 to Fund 7, our capital project fund. The actual transfers that we did and posted as of June 30th, this was for the prior fiscal year, were the full $2 million to Fund 3 and $2.75 million to Fund 7. So just wanted to let you know where they landed. Other than that, before we get into the information item, we are wrapping up our operational audit. As many of you know, this is an audit that takes place once every 3 years. Luckily, no more frequently than that. It has nothing to do really with financial. You know, you think of an audit, a lot of times you think it's financial, but this one is full blown. They can look at anything and everything, and they do, let me tell you. So we're glad to be wrapping that up. We did have an exit conference with the Dr. Howard and Dr. Labasso and the auditors. I can tell you without until the report comes out, I don't want to disclose too much until the report's final and we see what they see what we have. But I think we did extremely well. You rarely come out of an operational audit unscathed, and that is evidenced by, if you look at any of the operational audits from other institutions, you can go online, Florida Department of Ed, and look at them. You will rarely see a clean one with no findings in the report. And so with that said, I think we did, this might have been one of our better audits from an operational standpoint. They will come in and look at what they got you on last operational audit and do a follow-up on those. And I'm pleased to report that we had I know in the facilities area that they had brought something up on that, the way we did our CM at risk, just beefing up procedures and addressing a few items, and we took care of that. And then I think there might have been something else in the adult ed, and they followed up on that, and we had rectified that issue. So no repetitive findings, which is always good, and I certainly look for. So the new topics, they had some, mostly they were discussion items. I there may be a couple that make the report. One is still on the fence that we're going back and forth with as of this morning. So we'll see what the preliminary report comes out, and certainly we'll share as we get further along. But all in all, I'm pleased with the overall audit, and I appreciate all the staff that contributed the labor and the hours and the continuous requests. It's a lot. It truly is. So hopefully we're done after, you know, this for another 3 years on the operational side. Staying on the theme of audits, we just wrapped up our housing corporation audit. Again, it's we have a scheduled exit conference meeting for September 6th, and we'll have both board chairs when Gary Lubai is back in town. We'll get together and go over that. But I can report that was a fantastic audit. It went very well this year, better than last year, in fact. And I'll leave it at that until that goes to the respective boards and goes through the proper channels. But good audit, a good outcome. And then, what I have here is our informational item for any checks, ACHs or wires over 50,000 for the months of June and July. And if there's no questions, nothing unusual, I've reviewed these. That concludes my report.
I would just mention that I was at the conference that Marty mentioned, and that the one item that I think is the still on the fence one, I strongly object to, and I think the board would also, and I made a case at that meeting, just, and, you know, we'll tackle it if it happens, but if they list it, I think we have opportunities to go back and ask, I can't read the exact words he used, but interpretation of statute or something to that effect. So it has to do with them, I think, reading into the board's intent of a pay policy issue, and they're just flat out wrong. And I'm convinced of it. I think you're convinced of it, and we'll wait and see if it makes the report or not. And so we'll tackle it.
And I'll just piggyback on that. We strongly disagree with that particular one as well. I can tell you that many other institutions, you know, a lot of times on these operational audits, they'll be given a laundry list of topics to come and audit. And a lot of times we may or may not know in advance if other schools were hit with the same comment or finding. In this instance, plenty were hit with a very similar one. But I think we have a good case, and this is the one I say as of this morning. I'm still going back and forth with the lead auditor, and I think with the follow up question, it made me feel like it was supporting our argument. So we'll see where that one lands, but I'm hopeful that we might be able to whittle it down. So great. Thank you.
Great, thank you. With that, we'll turn it over. So.
Good afternoon. So attachment 14, we are getting into some of the federal project spending that we've been looking at over the past several years. This one's a little complicated, so I'm going to kind of go off script here and explain it to you a little bit. What we're using is a cooperative purchasing agreement through Qualys. And so for these three projects that are listed on here, and as well the next one, we have the Daytona Chiller Plant, Building 300 HVAC and Building 410 HVAC improvements. And so this one came in at $5.9,093,97, which was a little over what we had expected. In addition to the federal funding that we have, we are asking for an additional reserve amount of $1,468,903 to be added to that. So it's recommended that the Board of Trustees approve the total amount for the project of $5,909,397. The purchase order goes to Johnson Controls, and background on that, we have to encumber this by the end of the year. So the deadline is quickly approaching. Designated reserves to be added in the amount of $1.468,903. And that's to offset the cost of the projects that were not covered by the federal deferred maintenance funding.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. Next project is very similar. Same course, different verse. This one is in the land and also is a chiller plant project. This one came in at $1,600,902. Which is below our budget. We are not looking for any additional funds here, but we are asking the board to approve the proposed amount not to exceed $1,609,902, also to Johnson Controls for the DeLand Chiller Plant campus.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
All right. Moving on, we are now looking at CPPI for the continuation of the DeLand Tactical Pavilion PT course and driving pad project. If you remember back in January, Charles Perry Partners was selected as the CM at risk for this project. They were approved for a pre-construction amount of $17,500. So the final portion of GMP came back at $4,144,089 for the entire project. We are asking for the board to approve the GMP for this construction phase in the amount not to exceed $4,144,089 for the DeLand Tactical Training Pavilion PT course and driving pad project.
So moved.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, another GMP. In November of 23, DE Scorpio was selected by the board for a CMEC risk at the Palm Coast Flagler Amphitheater project. In 2024, pre-construction services were approved for $35,000. These went out to bid. The Scorpio was the winning contractor. They have offered a GMP of $3,748,004. The revised total budget, which includes the soft cost, comes to $4,122,956. So from that, we are asking for additional reserves to be supplementing this project in amount of $356,235. So it is recommended, and we're asking for an approved GMP for the construction phase of this project, not to exceed $3,748,004 for the Flagler Palm Coast Campus Building 1 Amphitheater Improvement Projects.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. This is a much smaller project. We're looking at very similar to the first two. We're using the Aqualis Group competitive bid process. This is a small project, again, with Johnson Controls, in the amount of $286,089. This is for the News Journal Center theatrical lighting controls, the lighting that controls the stage lighting in the building. So we are asking approval in the proposed amount not to exceed $286,089 to Johnson Controls.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. Next one is an infrastructure project. New Smyrna Beach Edgewater Campus is experiencing some roofing problems. We went out for competitive bid through the cooperative purchasing agreement on this as well. We started by asking for roof replacement cost for these two buildings. The original cost for replacement under the state contract came in at $1.7 million, and that did not address the atrium windows of the building. So we went to WTI Waterproofing Technologies, who is a nominee partner in the cooperative purchasing agreement. Their bid came in at $750,997.94, and that is for a reconditioning of the roof, which also gives us a 20-year warranty. So we're basically saving $1 million plus by doing a reconditioning. So good use of our money, I believe. So we're asking the board to approve WTI for the New Smyrna Edgewater Campus roof restoration, atrium waterproofing, and also the Academic Hall Building 2 in the amount of $750,997.94.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's it.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Amy?
Good afternoon. I have an information item. This is the textbook report that we bring three times a year to show the upcoming semester's textbook selections and costs for the general education courses. I'm happy to take any questions.
You know, I just have to say, because Gary's not here to say it, and I know he would say it, and we all mean it, but we truly appreciate all you and your team do to make sure we try to keep textbooks as affordable as possible. So thanks for all the work on this.
Thank you. The faculty work hard on it, and I think the options are continuing to get better. Thank you.
All righty. Okay, we're going to have Natasha Powell come up for Student Government Association.
Good afternoon, everyone. The SGA had a fun and productive summer.
And I'm really excited to tell you a little bit about what we got up to. Okay, so we had 4 training sessions over the course of the summer. And these training sessions were a great time to begin preparing and equipping our board members who will be stepping into new roles come the fall semester. And it was also a wonderful time to see our new board begin to work as a team and just to see them brainstorming together, collaborating with new ideas. So it's great to see our board becoming a team. We had very productive training times. We had the opportunity to attend the SOAR conference in Tampa, Florida at the end of July. And this conference brought vendors to showcase their crafts and their skills and abilities and gave colleges all over Florida an opportunity to see what vendors are available to be brought onto campus for different student events. And very exciting, one of the vendors that we found, one of our favorites, we have already booked for an upcoming fall event. So that's exciting. It was a great opportunity. SGA met with PTK over the summer to see how we can help collaborate and support their growth on campus. They have very high enrollment numbers each year, but that doesn't always translate to their physical presence on campus. And so we're working with them to see how we can help them, come alongside them, help support them, and help grow that physical presence on campus. We also had the opportunity to meet with the Hope Center, and that was also great to collaborate with them and see how we can work alongside them to bring more awareness to the valuable resources they offer to students on campus. And so at one of our first SGA meetings in the fall semester, we will hopefully be getting a representative from them to come and share with our SGA members, and through that, hopefully more awareness to students on campus. So that's very exciting. SGA had the opportunity to participate in the enrollment day at Daytona Beach campus last weekend. And that was a wonderful opportunity to meet new students that will be enrolling in the fall and to try and get them connected with SGA and PTK and various other clubs. And then this week, SGA had our first event. We were invited by Dr. Lakeisha Holmes to help welcome and celebrate some of our amazing faculty at the division meeting for the College of Arts and Sciences. And that was just so fun to help celebrate some of our amazing faculty and to see some of our awesome professors. And lastly, we are looking for club advisors for some of our existing and new student clubs and organizations. So if you or anyone that you know would potentially be interested in doing something like that, if they could reach out to Student Life through calling the office or by email, we would really appreciate that. And then also, Daytona State is hoping to participate in the Grand Debate. This year, it is a debate competition held at the St. Petersburg College in November, and a wonderful opportunity for students to grow in their public speaking skills and debate skills. And so the requirement for Daytona State to participate is that we send at least 2 students and that we also have the support of Student Life and faculty. So we're looking for an advisor or advisors to come alongside the students that we send, work with them beforehand, helping prepare them, and then also to accompany them to the St. Petersburg College in November. So again, if anyone is interested or anyone knows anyone that would be interested in helping out that club, we would really appreciate it if you could contact Student Life. And that pretty much wraps it up. The SGA is very excited to kick off the fall semester next week and to start our welcome back events that we will hold on each campus. So that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for your time.
And yeah, one quick question on the club advisors. I'm assuming they have to be faculty staff, or how does that work? And maybe if there are certain clubs that you're having a hard time finding one,
yes,
if you could get a list.
I have a list here. Awesome. So if you would like me to read them, I can.
I'm curious. Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah.
So the intramural sports, we're needing an advisor for that. Obviously, the grand debate I mentioned. the Multicultural Club, the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and the African American Student Union, and the LARP Club, which stands for Live Action Role Play. So those are the clubs that we're looking for advisors for.
I'm guessing you guys can help send out something maybe.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because I was thinking to make sure I can add this to my weekly message that I send out tomorrow. So if we can just get that information or just those that one slide, Lynn, and we'll incorporate it into our
that'd be great
into my weekly message. So we'll help and have it on our agenda for senior staff. So we're going to help recruit. So, yeah.
Well, we'd really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natasha, for your report. All right. Next for Administrative Council, we have Anaris Inman.
Tour guide extraordinaire.
Yes. Just a couple hats today. Always a pleasure to stand before the board. A very brief report for y'all today. The Administrators Council is very excited to kick off this year with our first meeting next month in September. We should be familiar that we're hitting the ground running with working with the foundation and planning for and gearing up for our homecoming festivities with a focus on the 5K Falcon Run that we do annually. So we're definitely looking forward to getting all of our administrators and working with our fellow councils and associations to get everyone geared up about that. That's the report I have for you this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. And John Penny for Career Employee Association.
The career employees were able to start off the semester with our ice cream social on Tuesday. Went great, great time seeing people and having people just relax for a little bit as the week was so hectic. And we were able to get representatives on each campus that bought the ice cream locally and hosted on the campuses. So it was really good to have that. People were very appreciative to have it at their home schools, their home locations. Everything went well. We're glad to have it and excited about the coming year.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John. And for Faculty Senate, Paul Capps. As Paul is coming up there, I want to point out that you have a cookie at your table and that cookie is made from, and Paul has one as well, is from an alum of the college out of our program. And so it was nice that we have an alumni contributing to our event.
Thank you. First, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Deltona campus. For those of you, Dr. Howard and I were talking before the ceremony. I've been the primary math instructor on this campus since it opened in 2004, meaning I just did the math and I have taught like 500 classes here. Something in that neighborhood. 250 classes. And
that has been what subject do you teach again?
No, sorry. 250. I doubled it. That's the thing, when I do math wrong, I'm usually off by a factor of two. So I don't miss it by a couple. I like double. Anyway, the faculty are fired up and excited about the fall term. If you ask any of us, are we ready for Monday yet? The answer is no, but we will be by Sunday night. And so Monday we'll be ready to go. The Faculty Senate has not met over the summer, obviously, and we've been recharging our batteries. So yeah, we're excited and ready to go. Looking forward to this year, personally getting to know and get start to work with Dr. Long and establish a strong communication with our new academic vice president. And topics this year will, I'm sure, include more on artificial intelligence and looking at our academic integrity process and how those things go as it relates to artificial intelligence and just in general. So we are, again, we're looking forward to a good year. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. And for professional counsel, Gina Clark. That concludes the constituent reports.
Great, thank you. Oh, great day today. Gorgeous building. So kudos again to everybody who took place in it. Great turnout. Dr. Vaughn, welcome. Glad to have you at the university, at the college, and look forward to working with you also. A lot of neat things going on now. Exciting to get back to the start of the semester. I saw the note you sent out where we received the third most funding for some of the state programs this year. That's exciting. Speaks so highly of the college. So good things happening here. To all the constituent heads, always thank you so much for presenting. It gives the board a sense of what's going on with an important constituency of the college. And we greatly appreciate you letting us know what you're doing, what's on your mind, and we're here to help. So if you have an issue that you're working towards, make sure you let us know, and we'll do whatever we can to help support it. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Trustee Lloyd.
Thank you. I again echo the compliments about this great facility, and you really see the difference it makes in the city of Deltona for this area. And obviously, it's a gemstone for DSC. And so great example of that. You know, I was really shocked that these cookies were made in the CNC machine.
Well, you do anything.
So any materials that put it together. Yeah. You know, and it's you think about Daytona State College and how it is so much a part of this community, but all of our communities in Volusia and Flagler. I have to give a somber remark for one of our family at DSC. Fawn Sendrick was killed in a tragic car accident, and so she doesn't get to start this semester, and it's a real loss. Just a tragic situation, and we want to remember those folks too. And you know, wish she was joining the ranks and starting classes this fall. But anyway, we're going to miss her. And I know everybody at DSC will as well, but onward and upward.
Well, I know we talk about how graduation is the best time of year, but I think back to school is really giving it a run for its money this year.
Yeah.
What a way to kick off the school year. Thank you all for being here and sharing kind of all the activities before classes start Monday. This building is stunning. The technology is stunning. The nursing numbers from 67 to over 700 is stunning. So just kudos to everybody involved, and happy back to school.
Thank you. Lloyd.
Yeah, I took a tour downstairs, and I was surprised that there, I don't know if you call them mannequins or not,
but they patient simulators.
Patient simulators, where they can actually speak to you, they can complain and cry. So I'm sure this campus is going to have a wonderful trick or treat this year, because it can really turn it out. But it's been a wonderful day, and it's always a pleasure to come and sit here on the board and to see fine people that attend, that do the hard work. The only hard work we have is the chairs that we sit on, because they're pretty hard, but they do the hard work to make this institution so great. And kudos to you, Dr. Labasso, and your team, because, you know, I've been here, 12, 13 years, and I have seen the steady progress, and it's the teamwork, and you hunch of that, and the people that you have around are just wonderful, and I know we'll have all those students pouring in, and I can't wait to see the new dormitories when we get them, because I know you'll fill them fast enough. And you know, we're getting back to where the soccer season is about to start, and Lynn, I need the schedules whenever you can, because I'm a little bit fitter now than I was last year, and I will be attending most of those games. But it's always good to see where we were and where we're going. And great day to be a Falcon.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone. With that, we will adjourn the meeting.